Ecosystem of Islamists, evangelists, cultural Marxists and tech giants poses major challenge to Bharat, Sri Arun Kumar. New Delhi, the ecosystem of Islamists, evangelists, cultural Marxists and global tech giants Google, Facebook and Twitter poses a significant challenge to the nation, and breaking this ecosystem is key to India's rise as the world power, said RSS Sa Sarkaryava Sri Arun Kumar. He spoke at Gyanotsav, a three-day mega event organized by Siksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas, in New Delhi on November 17. Sri Arun Kumar said these four forces collaborated to prevent the rejuvenation of nationalist thought, which they considered a threat as the world rapidly embraced Indian spiritualism and philosophy. There is an ecosystem of Islamists, evangelists, global capitalists and cultural Marxists. They are all together. They have no grassroots presence in India, but their strength lies in academics, media, and global tech giant support. These forces consider Indian nationalist thought a threat for the world and therefore tag us sometimes as majoritarian, sometimes anti-minority, and sometimes anti-plural. They try to confuse us. We have to conquer them to succeed, said Sri Arun Kumar. Listing the three challenges for implementing the national education policy, he said, the first is the ecosystem in academics of references and narratives, which has become a popular discourse. Nearly 80% of the world's manuscripts are in India, but we cannot read them because we don't have language experts. Some Marxist historians' selective references are considered as references, which is not the case. Sri Arun Kumar called for the NEP to promote knowledge of traditional Indian languages so they could interpret the manuscripts thoroughly. The collaboration of academics, media and global tech giants is the second ecosystem the country must break, he added. Today Mahishasur Jayanti is celebrated in JNU, but its impact is felt in Buster because of social media. Twitter, Facebook, Google promote people who are against our thought and aligned to their agendas. Discourses that once happened in selective places have become popular discourses, he further noted. Sri Arun Kumar said stakeholders must conquer the ecosystem of Islamists, evangelists, global capitalists and cultural Marxists who are ranged against the Indian thought and have their strength in academics and in world institutions. With inputs from agencies. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.